Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Today we're joined by Angus Forrest, Chairman, and Kerry Chambers, CEO of Acuity Risk Management. Merry Christmas, both.
Happy Christmas to both of you too. And we've had a very exciting year, and I think we've made a lot of progress.
Absolutely. Yeah, as you just alluded to, 2023 has been quite the year for Acuity, formerly Drums, where we saw contract wins in North America, the acquisition of Acuity Risk Management Limited, Kerry Chambers being appointed to COO and then CEO. More contract wins within the British government, and recently the largest ever contract win. Just how happy are you with progress this year, Angus?
Well, I'm never entirely happy, because there's always more out there, and you've always got to have an ambition. It is not enough. There are more.
Angus, this is a Christmas podcast. Cheer people up, mate. At least be happy.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't happy. I was asked a question about ambition, and we've got greater ambition, but we've made tremendous strides this year. So the RTO and readmission of the shares brings a great deal more profile to Acuity, and it's beginning to use that profile. So we've won our biggest ever contract with, as you know, the British government. We've had a very good year for new orders, and that particular part of the British government is spending well over expenditure they had, and our orders from them are well over a million this year, which is fantastic. And it really shows what we can do if we put our minds to it and if we have the resources in place to exploit our opportunity.
Absolutely. I'll come to you, Kerry, as well. I mean, obviously, initially, Drums had the 25% investment in Acuity. And how is it now working for effectively a listed entity? How have things changed for you this year?
Yeah, it's had a really positive effect being a subsidiary of a listed PLC organisation. So we're taking part or participating in bids for business, and having the support of ACRM Group is really, you know, key to how we position the organisation in opportunities like that. You know, and our success this year in terms of the business that we're winning, the resource that we're able to bring into Acuity, it's all had such a great positive effect. And we're looking forward to next year.
I think if I could sort of expand a bit on that, it does mean that Kerry is now on the main board and can speak directly to the other directors in both the formal and informal process. So she can demonstrate her excitement and where the prospects and the opportunities are for the business. Secondly, it helps with recruitment, and we've had two senior recruitments this year, a technical head, Adam Freeman, and who worked with Kerry previously, and a new head of finance, Kate Buchan, who joined us at the end of November. And businesses are made by people. That's absolutely how you create business, and we have to change. We've done fine to date. We've got ample opportunity, but we have to make things happen. We have to change in order to seize the opportunity and make it all happen. So there's been a lot which is related to the new position where we are the sole trading entity of Acuity RM Group.
Very good. So Merry Christmas to you both. The reason why we chose you as one of our 12 stocks for 2024 was because we see in 2024, it's going to be financially transformational. So, Kerry, first, tell us a little bit about what you see happening in terms of that.
Yeah, okay. So the new year focus, so looking ahead, it really centres around positioning ourselves for sort of enterprise-wide risk assurance, for those assurance pillars within businesses. We're going to have emphasis on platform development. So obviously having cutting edge technology, but future proof technology is really key to us. So involving our customers and making sure that the product and the platform we're delivering is in a world of class, and then sustaining the growth trajectory that we've been on. So we've spoken to you guys, you've seen updates in terms of this year and how well it's going, but there'll be, you know, the focus will be around improving on that in 2024. You know, the recurring revenue model for SaaS businesses for Acuity is really crucial for that financial stability and predictability. So we'll be heavily focused on winning those new orders and subscription business.
And Angus, how do you see that positioning the company then overall in terms of when are we going to be cash flow positive? When are we going to be profitable going forward?
Well, as Kerry has alluded to, our drive is to win more orders. And companies which operate a SaaS revenue model, once they've incurred all the costs to develop the product and put in place the infrastructure, they should be able to generate cash relatively quickly because they get paid in advance. And we have three-year contracts and we charge annually in advance. So I would believe that during 2024, we will be cash flow positive month on month from sometime in the second half. Don't want to predict too closely because it will depend on when orders fall, but we are winning orders regularly. We have got a very full sales pipeline and it's gone up amazingly since the end of March to 5.7 million. The partnership program is beginning to deliver, and if we can generate cash, profits will follow, because that's the other thing about SaaS models. You generate the cash, but you've got to spread the cash over the period of the contracts, and so that gives you your revenue. So whilst we should be cash generative in the second half, I anticipate us being profitable towards the end of the year, last quarter or something like that.
Very good. And so Kerry, we've got all of this pipeline. It sounds to me like it's like a bit of a sausage machine. So how quickly in the first 6 months of next year do you think more sausages are going to appear?
Yeah, so we've talked about previously about the improvement in our internal marketing. So that cycle that's happening, we've been really focused on the sales cycle at Acuity. And so that pipeline is growing, you know, full of quality leads. And we're going to continue to build the pipeline, so we'll continue our efforts with the internal marketing team. And you'll see, as we move into 2024, announcements being made about those sausages in the pipeline and becoming, you know, part of the Acuity customer base, and more of those adding as we go through the year.
Good. Now, as you expand, are you finding it okay from a personnel point of view that you're going to have enough workers, enough people who can do the IT work? How's that coming along?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of work around capacity planning in terms of the anticipation of winning the new orders. So between the sales team and the implementation teams and the technology teams, there are good plans that will allow us to scale in terms of the resource that we need to be able to deliver the contracts to the customers. So we're not concerned about resources, but we will need to increase resources, and that sort of plan is underway as part of our budget cycle at the moment.
Okay, very good. So from the perspective of these new contracts dropping, that's great. We've got a new customer here, we've got a new customer here. But what I'm actually really quite interested is, how are we going to expand the existing customers to probably be worth twice the revenue that you've got now from those people that are already there? Is that in play? Are we likely to see that going forward? What's the situation?
Yeah, so earlier I spoke about one of the focus being messaging around enterprise assurance management. So Stream was always designed. So Stream is the risk-led enterprise assurance management, strategic risk-led enterprise assurance management. And we have been particularly successful with cyber risk management, but actually Stream was designed as a single platform to manage risk in all areas of assurance within an organization. And organizations are starting to shift to be able to look at that, to look at risk, not in silos, so not separately, not cyber risk, not third-party risk, not separately. They want to look at this collectively. And so we have huge opportunity with all of our, you know, with all of our customers that may be specifically using us for one risk-based use case to expand usage within the organization. And we've seen that during 2023, and we expect to expand on that in 2024 with more messaging around using Stream across, you know, enterprise-wide rather than in modular use cases for specific risk, you know, cyber risk or third-party risk.
So do you see anything coming out of the, this is a two-part question really, do you see anything coming out that could cause a major problem to Acuity Risk Management? Obviously, you're in the risk business, so you should know. And and secondly, do you see anything which is the opposite, that, you know, you could land a £1 million, £2 million contract? So I mean, both parts.
Yeah, so I mean, as a technology business, SaaS business, there are always challenges. So we have to be mindful of, you know, what other suppliers are doing in the market, ensuring that our technology, you know, is providing the solution that the customers require, because, you know, change management in 2023 is very different to how it was, you know, even 5 years ago. So we have to make sure that our customers are happy, otherwise they will take, you know, their business to other providers. But that being said, you know, Stream is different in the market. It's so highly configurable, and it can look across, it can be a one-stop shop in terms of, you know, risk and compliance for an organization. And so we're really, really happy that that's our differentiator. Other suppliers are going to have to catch up to where we are, because they operate very modular, they're very siloed, and so they're going to have to spend quite a lot of work, you know, improving and bringing their platforms, you know, up to that standard. The opportunity is, you know, is great in 2024. The legislation changes that we've seen recently, so it's an acronym now, PCI DSS, that's around digital payment. The legislation changed in 2023. It's all focused around cybersecurity and payment, and, you know, really key for our customers and actually for our partners. A recent partner announcement that we made, they focus on making sure organizations are compliant for PCI DSS. So we can really help with that. The frameworks, you know, we understand them. The frameworks are really very easily matched within Stream. Other legislation changes that are happening away from cybersecurity, but around physical security. So in the King's Speech, in November, it was talked about legislation changes for the counterterrorism bill in 2024. And key parts of that bill are around risk assessment for ensuring, you know, public safety around public events. And so we'll be doing an event at Westminster in February, you know, talking about how Stream can help those types of organizations. So there is lots of opportunity. Legislation is really driving that opportunity for us, but we're really excited about, you know, how we can help people in that situation.
And in terms of the, you know, we've just had the biggest contract. Are we likely to see more contracts of that magnitude? Do you have the potential to have even bigger contracts than that?
You know, we've had a great year. The team that are working on those opportunities have been working very, very hard, you know, and this is a great result for them. But, you know, it's been hard work and success, and it will bring more opportunities. So, you know, I think we're at the sort of tip of the iceberg in terms of what we can do with that particular client. And it is, I guess, snowballing. There are other government departments that are now, you know, paying attention. They want to be able to replicate the success that we're showing with that particular client. And so, yes, the short answer is that will bring, you know, additional sales and opportunities off the back of the work that team have been doing this year.
We'll take the yes.
Yeah, Kevin, I believe that inertia is one of the strongest forces in business. Do nothing and you're not going to go wrong. And you can look at business, government, and whatever. They may say they're doing a whole lot of stuff, but actually, do they? Where we've been good is once we've got our foot in the door is expanding our opportunities. So this British government contract is but one where we've started relatively small and grown it significantly. There are a whole lot of other ones that they're smaller than the British government, but still by our standards significant. So for example, start with a contract worth 30,000 a year, build it to 150,000. We've got quite a lot of customers like that where we've built significantly. And as we grow and as we get more customers, there come more opportunities like that. So it's a snowball effect And so the more people we have on books, the more opportunity there is. And you can see that the sales pipeline has grown dramatically.
Yeah, and the scalability and the client base that you have has got to be extremely interesting to other bigger operators in this market.
Absolutely. So if we can say that we have a British government as a customer and they're spending £1 million a year with us or whatever it might be similar, it gives confidence to others. And we have already won other contracts directly related to the British government contract. And there will be many more, I think, both in government and in the private sector.
And with the market cap at 5p sitting around the £6 million, how do you feel that actually values Acuity Risk Management?
I would say it's a pretty low valuation. I mean, if you take the multiples, which are common for SaaS businesses, it's 6 to 8 times, were valued at about 2 times. So frankly, this should be a reappraisal of our market cap. And I think one of the reasons that our market cap is relatively low is when we came to market, there were some shareholders in Drums who'd backed previous management, which was operating in a different field, and they have either reduced their holding or sold out, which had an effect on the share price over the last 6 months or so. But it's now been gradually regaining, and if we can demonstrate what we say we're doing with hard figures, then we should be completely re-rated by the year end.
And how much of this company do you own, Angus and Kerry?
I own about 3.5%. Kerry owns about 1%.
So if you could buy right now at 5p, would you?
I would, but for reasons which I can't tell you.
I think it's known as a closed period.
We might be in a closed period,
which means might be some news coming. Anyway, one last question then. You know, just give us your blue sky statement, both Angus and Kerry. Let's go with you first, Angus. What's your blue sky statement for Acuity Risk Management?
2024 will build on 2023's progress, and it will take us to cash generative and profitable trading with a significant growth in contracts won.
Yeah, so I mean, my blue sky statement for 2024 is commitment to excellence, building on the continuous growth of orders. We've got a transformative journey ahead of us in 2024. And we want to be able to reposition as enterprise assurance and just continue to on the growth trajectory that we've been on in 2023.
Interesting. So it's not going to be all about the cybersecurity, is basically what you're saying.
It's going to broaden our horizon from, you know, so still, you know, cyber is still an essential part of our marketing and messaging, but we're broadening the horizon to provide, you know, a one solution for our customers in terms of risk and compliance.
Good. Okay. So my Christmas question to you is, what is the most exotic, strangest, weirdest place you've ever spent Christmas Day? Gary?
I'm going to say it's not that exotic, but I'm going to say Melbourne. I went there once for Christmas. I landed 2 days before. It was 42 degrees. By Christmas Day, we were expecting our seafood barbecue, and it was horizontal rain and about 15 degrees. So
you took the British weather with you then, did you?
Yeah, I did. to the dismay of everyone around me.
Unbelievable.
I think it's possibly the behaviour of other people on Christmas Day, either dramatic excitement or sometimes disappointment with whatever they've got. So I haven't got a particular place, I would say, but I think notable the level of excitement or disappointment on Christmas Day. But we're going for excitement this year.
We'll take that as the in-laws, basically, is what you say.
Say that.
I've got one for you, based on the fact that it's a, you know, a food themed podcast, and we've also had, we've always had Kev's analogy of the sausage machine so far today on the food theme. We'll go with, what food do you most look forward to at Christmas? You know, one of your guilty pleasures. Maybe you don't have it, you only have it at Christmas, starting with you, Kerry.
My sister makes the most amazing chicken liver pate, and I honestly really look forward to that. Brilliant. I don't know what she puts in it, but it's delicious.
Okay, she needs to brand it then and start selling it. We need a Kerry Sisters Pate company.
It reminds me of my grandma, because she always used to serve that on like Jacob's cream crackers as a starter or something like that. And it was really good, you know. It was very sort of the traditional thing we had at Christmas.
That and the bread sauce. But if you can get near them before my dad, then you're like...
Bread sauce, yeah, that's a winner. Angus?
I like Christmas cake.
Really?
Fantastic thing.
Have a bit of cheese with it and some sherry or what?
No, just happy to have Christmas cake. Christmas cake with royal icing and marzipan.
Like the real thick fruit cake.
Yep.
Christmas cake, yeah.
It's off a bit.
Yeah. No, they're all good. I like Christmas pudding as well, but I suppose my real guilty pleasure would just be, give me a box of After Eights and don't you dare take one. I'm going to eat the whole box. Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
And what were those matchsticks or were they called? Matchmakers. They were good. I mean, orange
old ones. Now you'll be talking about ice magic soon.
Orange or mint. Quite happy with either. Very good.
Good. Well, on that note, we'll say Angus Forrest and Kerry Chambers of Acuity Risk Management, thanks both for joining us.
Thank you for having us on, and thank you for the vote of confidence in making us one of your picks for 2024. We're going to do our damnedest to make sure that we actually are the best of your picks in 2024.
Brilliant.
Good. Don't let us down.
Cheers. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.